The next kin of Mem Aleph 41 was composed by the Maharam in Rottenberg, one of the last of the Tosafos. And he was witness to a horrible scene in Paris in the year 1242. Leading up to that scene, French King Louis IX, known as the Gracious King, treated his subjects very well. But to the Jewish community, this was not the experience. He went after them, trying to get them to convert, and he succeeded many a time. And one of those converts took up this charge and got 500 more Jews from the cities of Anjou and Poitiers to convert, but 3,000 martyrs from those cities refused. And this convert was perplexed. How do we solve this problem? How do we solve this Jewish problem? How do we destroy them? And he realized that it was through our steadfast learning, through our steadfast relationship with our learning, through the Gemaras. And he took up a charge, a campaign, to bring the Rosh Yeshivas of that time, Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef, to the court of the king, under the charge that the Gemaras and the Torah was anti-King Louis, anti the church, and needed to be destroyed. And Rabbi Yechiel ben Yosef did his best to defend the Gemara, but at the end, the decision was already made in the beginning. It was ruled that all of the Gemaras needed to be confiscated from Paris and from the kingdom and to be burnt. And the Maharam in Rottenberg was a Talmud of the Yeshiva of the time, and he witnessed the gathering of the 24 cartloads of the Gemaras and the commentaries. This is before the time of the printing press. Many of them, all of them, originals written by hand, took years to put together, all burned in the square in Paris. And through the kinna, the Maharam in Rottenberg goes through many emotions. First, he turns to the Torah that he witnessed burning to seek, that the Torah itself should seek the welfare of those that mourn over its destruction. He then turns to Har Sinai and sort of in feeling betrayed how this could happen, turns to Har Sinai and says, maybe it was decreed all the way back then. From the fact that Har Sinai was such a humble mountain, it wasn't out of humbleness that Har Sinai was like this, but out of the foresight that eventually the Torah would be destroyed. Turns to Moshe and Aaron. Is it going to be like the breaking of the first Lukos, that we eventually got the second Lukos? Is there a new Torah that's going to be given to us now? Absolute desolation and depression. So when I read this kina, I said, okay, how can we relate? Baruch Hashem, we have the printing, since the invention of the printing press, many svarim are printed daily, monthly, yearly. So, in our katna sador, or maybe it's just myself, I thought, let's say I was driving through cross country, and I'm in the desert, got to Nevada, not much around me, and for some reason, a cop out of nowhere pulls me over. Comes over, gets my license and registration, and then, strangely, he comes back to the car and he says, give me your cell phone. Strange request. He takes my cell phone and he stomps it on the ground with his baton, destroys it, and runs off. In the middle of nowhere, no connection. My cell phone's gone, all of my contacts, the numbers that I don't memorize anymore because they're all in there. Everything, my schedule, my GPS, it's gone. And taken in such a violent way. Heavy of dollars. The feeling of betrayal, the feeling of loss that the Jews of France felt at the time. The loss of our connection to learning, to previous generations, to the Tosfos, to the understanding of the Gemara, all gone, burnt up in flames. Kinamemal, Shalis.